Hi, I am Kendall Rawls with the Rawls Group, and I am here to welcome you to our discussion. Consider us your tribe of sorts, where we chat about all things related pretty much to anything. As your tribe, we provide 5 different perspectives from our unique view of the world. We are pioneers, trailblazers, go-getters, power professionals, marvelous moms, friends, dog lovers, and so much more. Our discussions span from leadership, business, relationships, and personal growth, and everything in between. Here we go.
Welcome, welcome. We are joined here together with our amazing power 20 minutes with Kendall Rawls and Amy Allen, and I am Jeannie Zerhofer. And how do you bring on that extra motivation on those days that you maybe don't feel as inspired as other days, maybe not as motivated as other days? Maybe you're just feeling the winter blahs. You know, we want to be our best. We want to perform at our best. And then there's times that that just doesn't happen. You know, I'm watching the Olympic Games right now, and we've got Michaela, the skier, right? She comes out and 2 times in a row, she isn't getting what she normally goes out there and does, right? How do you get back up again? You know, she's gone down twice. How is she going to continue to race? Right now, they're saying she may not. For me, it's not how hard I fall. It's how gracefully I get up and move forward. People are watching Michaela, you know, young children. Young children are watching us. So how do we say, okay, I need to pick myself up. I need to be my very best and start motivating myself. And I will tell you one of my tricks, it's music. I play super high, crazy, like lock the doors, nobody knows, put on a headset and play very motivating music to get myself into that peak straight state. Tony Robbins, what does he do? He does those really cold ice baths and he jumps on a trampoline. I know there's another word for it, but I'm going to call it a mini trampoline, to get himself in that peak state before he goes on stage. So what is it you can do to get yourself when you're not feeling like, woo, I'm ready to go, and you've fallen down a few times? How do you keep moving? What is it that you do to keep yourself motivated, keep your energy up, and show up as that professional businesswoman that we all are?
Yeah, I would say to that, I think there's a couple of layers to it, because it's not only how do we show up, but I think we inherently, when we do lean into that extra, we sometimes then make ourselves feel like, you guys have heard me say this before, but you sometimes make yourself feel like you're a fraud or I'm covering something up. So I think there's one layer, how do we do it and also do it in a way that it's authentic? But then the other piece of it also is, how do we do it knowing that we're not 100% at our best, but knowing that we've got to bring 100% of our best? So is that bringing the vulnerability into it and saying, hey, I'm just not 100%, kind of like Jeannie did when she joined us today. Don't want to share too much information, but Jeannie's feeling a little under the weather and she's still with us. So she found her extra and she's leaned in. But how do we do that in a way that we don't make ourselves feel like we're a fraud when we're bringing it and we don't have 100%, but then giving ourselves grace, knowing that we don't have 100% to bring and being vulnerable about it?
Yeah. And I agree, you know. And here's the thing, I have the choice, and I could have said, hey, Kendall and Amy, no, not today. However, I know I have that extra that I can give without taking the cup and unfilling my cup. Because what we do and what we show others that we do is important. It is important to the communities we serve to show up as that leader. And yeah, it's okay that I'm not feeling well. And you could probably see it with my hair and my makeup. And that's all good. You know, it's the fact that things still need to happen even when we're not at 100%. And having that authenticity to say, you know what? Yep, my hair ain't the best. My makeup may be a little smudged. However, the content and the passion that we have for what we do is so deep within us that it will still come through.
Jeannie, you're so funny. I didn't do my hair. I didn't do my makeup. I'm still in my, I just call them my casual clothes. I did a food bank run this morning, so I this is after 800 pounds to and from. I'm like, I'm just bringing it. There's no smudging going on. I just, you say hair and makeup, I'm like, you get what you get, girl.
Sorry. Right? Yeah, I've been reading this book. Oh God, I think it's right. Where is it? Reinventing Yourself. I've actually listened to it a couple times. It's by Steve Chandler. And there's an example in here. He talks about how you're not your feelings. And this example hit home so well for me in the sense that he said, if you walk down the street and you bump your knee hurts. So you have that feeling, you have this feeling down in your knee and that hurts, but you don't walk into the room and you are now your knee hurts. In the sense that you are more than just one feeling, you're more than your feelings, because I use another example that if you're angry or depressed and someone gave you a gazillion dollar million lottery ticket, the scenario that he posed was, would you say, no, I don't want that because I'm angry or depressed? Or would all of a sudden your mood potentially change because of what you just won, what opportunities you now have in your hand? So what those two examples meant to me is that we do have a choice, just like Jeannie had said. And granted, there are some times when you aren't feeling it and you have to check in with yourself and say, you know what? No, my cup is not at a place right now for me to deliver. I do not want to give anything else. I need to receive, or I need to hunker down. But in those moments where you do choose to arrive and you do choose to be there for somebody, or you do choose to show up, you can change your perspective by music or leaning into a different feeling you have. You may have the feeling of being tired, but you also have the feeling of feeling passionate about something. And that passion can be what drives you and gives you that extra.
Yeah, and I get so much out of being here with you ladies that it does drive me. It does motivate me. And it does make me want to do more. So showing up, it's half the battle.
So my son is doing this program, and I don't know who the originator of the program is, but my son's 22. He's our youngest boy. He's just out of the Army and he's in transition right now, waiting for his next thing, which he starts in May. And so he's trying to stay on this regimented program because he's a lot like me in personality, and that it's very easy when things don't stay the course to become unmotivated very quickly. And so because this next thing he's going into is kind of slowed, he needs these other programs to kind of motivate him. And this one that he just started is called, I think, 75 Hard. And we were having a really interesting conversation with him last night because it's about discipline and it's about motivation and it's about doing the things that are hard, even if you don't want to. So he's getting up every morning before work, and he typically has to leave for work at 6:30. So he's getting up in the morning and running 45 minutes. And if you've met this boy, cardio is not his thing, much less running. He is a thick kid, young man, who cardio is just not his gig. So he gets up and he runs for 45 minutes. And then there's all this other stuff. It's a two workout day thing. So the run is one, then there's an indoor workout at night. Eating clean, drinking a gallon of water, reading 10 pages of a book a day. So he's talking to us about this. And last night, he's just talking about how it's hard to sometimes find the motivation. But if he doesn't, then he feels somewhat like a failure. So I think there's a lot to say from the discipline perspective, and also bringing that extra, because I tell you, this kid, not only does he not like to run, he doesn't like to get up early. So he says he feels better every day that he's doing it, even though it's, you know, out of his comfort zone, outside of those things that are comfortable. And it's an inspiration for my husband and I, who's sitting behind me. You know, you listen to a 22-year-old talk about this, and it's like, okay, I get it. Didn't stop me from sitting on the couch and drinking my adult beverage last night, but I mean, I'm glad that he was where he was.
I love that. And it's so funny that it's like, it motivates and drives him, but it's that discipline. It's that discipline to, this is what I set my eyes on. You know, this is my goal and this is what I want. And to get there, I need to do this in the morning, this at night, and, you know, and really set up that discipline and stick to it. It may not be easy, but at the end of his little 75 days?
Yes.
The 75 day regimen, think of how amazing, like that reward of, I did it.
Mm-hmm. It's that, Jeannie, he said last night, he goes, I'm not going to say it exactly the way he did, but it was kind of like, you know how you go through those really sucky times or those really crappy times and they're really hard, but once you get past them, you look back and say, well, I made it through that. And he's like, this, whoever originated this program, he was listening to the guy and the guy was saying the same thing. There's going to be a time you get past all that and you're going to look back on this and say, well, I got through that. So it's the same kind of thing where it's just pushing you to recognize what you can get yourself through when you have to.
Yeah. And when you, you know, and push to and strive, you know, being here with you guys is easy because we just have a conversation and it just flows and it's based on authenticity, real life, and what's really happening and going on. And that's what makes it so much fun and it makes it easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of my go-to, I'm one of those Peloton people. And one of my go-to Peloton trainers is Jess Sims. And she always says in the beginning of the workout, the hardest thing, you just completed the hardest thing, which is showing up.
I love that.
True.
Mm-hmm. I love that. What is it that you do that keeps your drive up, that keeps you motivated? You know, are you passionate about what you do? Or are you looking for something that maybe you can be more passionate about? What is that? Find that thing that motivates and drives you and just do that.
We appreciate you listening in. Do you have something you would like to chat about with us or maybe chime in on? Contact Amy, Brigida, Jeannie, Cindy, or Kendall at the email addresses listed on the screen. Or submit a topic you would like for us to discuss by emailing Kendall Rawls at kendall@rawlsgroup.com. We would love your feedback. Thank you to our 5 excellent coaches for sharing insight and perspectives and showing the power of vulnerability. Your Tribe is produced by the Rawls Group Business Succession Planners.